This is an RNIB talking book.
Decline and Fall by Evelyn Waugh.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
5977. Decline and Fall by Evelyn Waugh. When pious Paul Pennyfeather is sent down from Scone College, Oxford, for indecent behaviour, he's cast out into a chaotic world to earn his living. He embarks upon a series of bizarre adventures, which start in a minor public school and end in Egton Heath Prison.
By kind permission of the author's agent, A.D. Peters, this book, first published in 1928 by Chapman & Hall Limited, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. It is read by David Sinclair, and there are three parts and an epilogue. To Harold Acton, in homage and affection. Prelude. Mr. Sniggs, the junior dean, and Mr. Postlethwaite, the domestic bursar, sat alone in Mr. Sniggs's room, overlooking the garden quad at Scone College. From the rooms of Sir Alastair Digby Vane Trumpington, two staircases away, came a confused roaring and breaking of glass. They alone, the senior...